Welcome to Talks at Stellenbosch Uni, Stellenbosch University's podcast where we talk about current topics and innovative research done at the university. Here's your host, Spurgeon Haddon-Wilson.
Today, we are in conversation with Mrs. Danelde van Graan, a physical sciences educator and facilitator at the Stellenbosch University Center for Pedagogy, or SUNCEP. Mrs. van Graan worked at various levels of physical science education and conducted research on inquiry-based science education. Currently, Mrs. van Graan is running programs that mainly support learners and teachers in mathematics, physical sciences, and e-learning strategies. Welcome, Mrs. van Graan, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Mrs. van Graan, let's first kick off with SUNCEP. Can you tell us about SUNCEP and the work that you do?
Yes, SUNCEP, as you've already mentioned, is the Stellenbosch University Center for Pedagogy. It was formed in 2013 when IMSTIS, Institute of Maths and Science Teaching at Stellenbosch University, and SELIMUS combined forces. And SUNCEP, the center, strives to support maths and science education in schools throughout South Africa. We do have a footprint in each of the provinces of South Africa. So there are three branches actively in working within SUNCEP, which is the tertiary professional learning, the learning enhancement at schools through which we roll out learner programs. And then there's also the bridging course at Stellenbosch University Schematis, which also falls under SUNCEP. And then since SUNCEP is a center within the university, there of course is also a strong emphasis on research as well.
Let's turn to literacy. So on Wednesday, the 8th of September, we celebrated International Literacy Day. Can you tell us about how SUNCEP is helping to equip learners and teachers with the required digital literacy skills?
Yes. So, of course, a while before, even before, I think the time that we are in now with the pandemic, SUNCEP already started doing work within e-learning strategies and using the technology as another methodology with regards to teaching and learning. And of course, we strive to also support teachers as to how, because there's lots of information available on the internet and many apps available. But the important thing is, how do teachers effectively integrate the digital and the technology into their lessons? And that is one area in which SUNCEP will assist teachers. What has happened also recently, where the need was for more online teaching and reaching learners in different ways due to the lack of face-to-face instruction, SUNCEP was also placed in a position where we could assist learners with putting devices in their hands in order for them to be able to be taught in a way using technology more and more.
So, what you have just reflected on and mentioned to us, so why did SUNCEP decide to start a program like this, and which schools are currently involved in this program?
Yes, so the program that we are involved in within the Breede River Valley already started in 2016. At that time, the reason for that was where the local community then recognized that many of the the learners from the farming communities, when they have completed grade 7, since they now have to move away from the farm into the city to continue their schooling from grade 8 and for their high school years, they would opt not to go to school and to progress to high school. So it was a request from that community to the Stellenbosch University to see what can be done in order to motivate learners to continue with their schooling. And often it can be because learners feel that at primary school level already, they did not maybe perform adequately or progress adequately, getting low marks, that they would be demotivated to do so. So as from 2016, a program was rolled out of supplementary education with the six farming schools in that area, in order to support the learners from grade 5 to grade 7 with their literacy and numeracy skills. And then the program was known as the LitNum Hub. And so there were holiday schools that was run by tutors for literacy and numeracy for those three grades on a regular basis for a group of learners selected from those schools to support them and in order to strengthen their literacy and numeracy skills and so to motivate them to continue with their schooling then in grade 8. What has happened since is that as we all know, in 2020, when the pandemic hit, all face-to-face instruction were halted for a while, and therefore also our holiday schools could not continue. And what we then looked at is, so what is the alternative? And we then started putting our focus on strengthening the e-learning component of our program, which also already started to, we started while we were doing the face-to-face holiday schools, working with e-learning modes as well. The reason why we started with the e-learning modes is that we found that with the holiday schools, it would be 5 days within each holiday period, and that was 15 days in the year. And so how do we extend the time that we have with learners? And so what we have done between the holiday schools was to have live stream sessions in literacy and numeracy to the schools from Stellenbosch. To the schools in the Breede River Valley. And in that way, we could extend the time that we had in the holiday period. And because of that, what we then started looking at, instead of then Stellenbosch University sending literacy and numeracy lessons through to the Breede River Valley, would it not be better to help the teachers and to develop the teachers so that they would be able to support one another with these numeracy and literacy lessons? And so we also started prior to the pandemic doing training with teachers to help them to develop their own e-learning material and in order to prepare them to have live stream lessons. And so that is why we then decided within the pandemic to then shift our focus so that we would be able to rather continue with the e-learning strategies in this time where we were not able to, where learners, yes, we could not reach them face-to-face any longer.
Thank you, Mrs. Van Gaan. So I think you already alluded to it, but what is the importance of running a program like you've mentioned in rural farming schools? And also coupled with that, what are the challenges to run a program like this in the farming region?
So yes, I think that there is just that threat of learners from a rural area being left behind. Often you will find that they come from poorer communities. You find that the community is not well resourced. You also find that the farming schools have their own challenges with regards to it not being big numbers of learners and therefore often learners being taught in a multi-grade setting. You also find that with regards to resources, the rural areas will always be the ones that will be last in the line to receive, the necessary tools that they maybe need. And especially with regards to digital literacy, we are all quite well aware that we are within what they call now the fourth industrial revolution. We see the advances in technology. We find even now that when you go, sometimes when you travel overseas at airports, you don't really necessarily have somebody behind a desk when you have to book in, but you have to do everything on computer. It is also, just more and more, even at banks, you find that you're encouraged to rather use internet banking. And very often the rural communities can be left behind in that, since they don't necessarily, you know, have the skills, and also they don't have the devices in order for them to participate and to also be a role player when, yes, there is that move into a different level of how we're doing things. So therefore, I think that that is why we saw it important, as important, in order to first of all make sure that the learners have devices, and therefore by means of a trust fund that was, you know, willing to partner to a large extent with us, they've ensured that the schools there, the six schools, and the schools there is Botashalte, Pietergedenk, Slanghoek, Laplasand, Weserstrift, and Betel, that those six schools, for all their learners from grade 4 to grade 7, have a electronic device in their hand to make it easier for the teacher if in to deliver e-learning or teaching and learning by means of the mode of e-learning. And that helps quite largely, because it's, we can't train teachers and then they do not have the tools in order to deliver those lessons to the learners. So therefore, it was, you know, we saw it quite important to allow the learners to be developing these skills so that they can also participate and also be able to stand in line one day for possible job opportunities as the world is moving along and becoming more a technological world rather than other practical skills. So therefore, it is important that we make sure that the learners from the rural area develop their digital literacy skills.
And maybe just also, as mentioned, what are the challenges that you are currently running into when you run a program like this in the rural farming region?
Yes, I think one of the big challenges is that the rural areas, the lack of connectivity that you will find in the rural areas. So we do know that the technology works quite well, but if you cannot connect, then that makes, you know, everything then falls flat. So therefore, it was also quite important for us to come alongside, you know, service providers in order to ensure that antennas and the strength, you know, of connectivity there, you know, at the schools have been, yes, just put into place. So all the schools have also been equipped with internet and Wi-Fi so that the learners would be able to use the devices and use the internet there. The other challenge that we do have is that in their home environment, they are not exposed to technology like you would have a learner, you know, from the city area. And so therefore, you also find that learners therefore are more, I would say, cautious when it comes to that. But we have already seen in the classes now with us bringing in the devices, you know, how that just that inquisitive nature has come to the fore and them, you know, really being quite eager to work with the technology. Also, of course, the parents often, you know, they do not have the means and they are not, yes, have the means to support the learners with regards to digital devices and also with regards to, you know, guiding them and assisting them as to how to, you know, operate digital devices. So those are some of the challenges that we find within, you know, the area there. But as for any challenge, there is always solutions. And we have really been very fortunate to be able to partner you know, with the funder as well as with the education department in order to together work to support the learners and the teachers in this area in order to promote the digital literacy skills.
It is important to note that the challenges will not deter you to actually still support the learner. So thank you for the work there. So let's zoom in onto the learner. So how can one reach each learner in a program like this to improve his or her literacy skills?
As I've mentioned before, initially when we started in 2016, about, I think it was a total of 75 learners per year were selected to be part of the holiday program because we could just not accommodate more learners. That has become a concern because we would have not only just wanted to reach out to a few, but to all the learners in that area. And then that is where the idea started with having the live stream lessons that could go to all the classes, but also to work with the teacher. And I think this is, the very important thing, that by assisting and supporting the teacher with digital literacy skills, that is how each teacher will be able to translate that to the learner in the classroom in front of him or herself. And so therefore, by focusing on the teacher and helping the teacher to develop material. So therefore, what we have done much this year is to train the teacher with the different tools that is available within digital literacy, how to develop material, e-learning material specifically, and then also how they will be able to use the apps within their lessons, how to integrate it into the normal CAPS curriculum that they have to deliver to the learner. So that is the support that we are giving the teacher. And also what we are finding is that you can't necessarily just go in and do training, but the ongoing support is very important because when the teacher wants to implement in the class and gets stuck, it is important that the teacher then, at that point has somebody that, the teacher would be able to reach out. So we've also provided the cluster with a cluster educator, which is on the ground available every day within the Breda DG cluster in the Breda River Valley, in order to support the teachers with their challenges as they implement the strategies that we have been training them with.
Speaking about support, so what is the role of the Department of Education in improving the literacy skills of learners and teachers, especially looking at support?
Yes, of course, they have, a very important role to play. And we are very thankful that they are allowing us and not only allowing us to work within their schools, but they are also partnering with us in supporting, especially with the training programs. They have come alongside SANSEP with the training that SANSEP provide and their training as well. Also, by the education department partnering in this way, it gives SANSEP also, it endorses what SANSEP does to the teachers. And so therefore, by working together a network like that, it's just reaching, I think the goals that we have set for ourselves, reaching those goals more effectively. So the education department, of course, they provide that necessary, I would say, framework in which, we will be able to operate. We, of course, lean also strongly and also partner with them in a sense that we want to embed what we do within the CAPS document, which they have provided, in how to initially already roll out literacy and numeracy education to learners. So it is, working within their framework and with their support, and with their endorsement, that this can all come together quite well.
Mrs. Van Gaan, thank you so much for this conversation and for sharing the work that you do within SANSEP. This is really important work to support our students, and education is the way that our students can actually change their circumstances. So I want to wish you well and your team at SANSEP for the work that you do. And thank you again for your service.
Yes, and thank you again for, taking an interest in what we are doing and allowing me to speak about what we are doing within the Breda River Valley.
It's only our pleasure, and all of the best to that side.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Follow all the latest Stellenbosch University news at www.sun.ac.za or follow us on all the largest social media platforms.